In fact, I would like to refer to an anecdote. As you may be knowing, the Dalai Lama paid a visit to the mother on the 18th of January 1973. I had the privilege of receiving the Dalai Lama at Madras airport to bring him to Pondicherry by car, and I accompanied him when he met the mother. So I was an eyewitness of the conversation that took place between the mother and the Dalai Lama. And he put several questions, including the question regarding Tibet. Because when Dalai Lama arrived in the presence of the mother welcomed him by saying, both Sri Aurobindo and the mother want you to go back to Tibet with full power and authority. This is a tremendous statement, and naturally therefore, later on, when I had been with Dalai Lama alone, he asked me to ask the mother whether and when Tibet will be free and whether he will be able to return to Tibet. And many other questions, mother, he had put. And next time when I went to the mother after 2 days, I had put those questions and mother had answered those questions. This was in 1973, one of the peak periods of mother's development of the integral yoga. And those who are interested in reading the questions that I had put to the mother and the answers that mother gave, they may refer to the 13th volume of mother's agenda. And there is a dialogue where, this is on page number 352, volume number 13 of the mother's agenda. And I want to read out a few lines from this conversation because it concerns the exact question that I would like to dwell upon. My question was concerning the supramental manifestation. As we all know, the mother declared on 29th of February 1956, the supermind manifested on the earth. And that is the golden day for all of us. And by 1973, the supermind and its movement had reached a tremendous stage of peak development. And when we read Mother's Agenda, 13 volumes, we find how the supermind was acting on the earth. In fact, Mother herself has given a subtitle to the agenda. And it is very, very important. Mother has called it the agenda of the supramental action upon earth. She herself has given this title to the agenda. So you might say that all the 13 volumes of the Mother's Agenda describe stages after stages of the development of the supramental manifestation. And on the day on which I had this talk with the mother, This was the 20th of January, 1973. And I was so enthusiastic about the question that the Dalai Lama had put to the mother, and particularly this question about the freedom of Tibet. And mother answered this question by saying the following: if the teaching of Sri Aurobindo can spread over the world, and if there is a full manifestation of the supramantle, then the supramantle will be the power of liberation of Tibet. Then mother added, it is bound to come. It will come. But if it goes as it is going now, it will take hundreds of years. But if the supramental is manifested, it may come quick. Quick does not mean 10 or 20 years. That would be almost miraculous. Now when mother said this, I spoke to the mother and said, but the supramental is now working very powerfully. This question, the mother answered, and I would like to emphasize this answer because it is extremely important for all of us to share this answer, because that is where we are now. Mother said, it is working. It will be manifested with enough power when the right people have the authority. For the moment, it seems that the opposition, the falsehood, attacks with full power before dying. Never, never have men lied as much as they are doing now. It seems the old habit comes spontaneously, but it must be broken. We are at a very, what we could call, an unpleasant moment of the history of the earth. It is interesting because the action is very powerful. But I can't call it pleasant. And then mother added one line. But I have told you that already. I wrote it. Now mother was referring to a message that she had given me in the month of November of 1972. And let me read out that message which mother had given. This was the message of November 26, 1972. This message is as follows. Before dying, falsehood rises in full swing. Still, people understand only the lesson of catastrophe. Will it have to come before they open their eyes to the truth? I ask an effort from all so that it is not to be. It is only the truth that can save us. Truth in words, truth in action, truth in will, truth in feelings. It is a choice between serving the truth or being destroyed. So this was after the supermind had already descended, it was working powerfully, and even at that stage, this problem persisted. His mother said, falsehood is rising in full swing, and I do not think personally that that period has fully been traversed even till today. Although, if you ask me personally, I would say that the conquest is so great that the balance is on the other way around. That is to say, in favor of the truth against the falsehoods. Although at that time, falsehood was always triumphant and truth was at the receiving end. So this is my personal view. But I personally feel that even then, passage is difficult. And we have to be very responsible at this stage. And that is why I would like to explore this subject with all of you. But for the moment, I'll stop here and invite a few questions, if any questions have arisen in the minds of our friends.